Patient's last name is Morris. First name is David. Date of visit is April 10, 2024. Date of birth is September 18, 1986. Patient tells me that he was involved in traumatic brain injury, first up, but between 2010 and 2011, current patient was deployed in Afghanistan. First up, a patient has four separate episodes of explosions. It is involving rocket explosions or hand grenade explosions. Patient tells me that with each explosion, patient sustained immediate loss of consciousness of 1 minute each. Patient tells me that the episodes were very similar. He tells me that he would lose consciousness, and when he woke up from the ground, patient would have confusion, disorientation, and severe head pain. Patient also significant lightheadedness. The headache is the most significant. Patient become confused and disoriented. However, patient tells me that he continued to carry on with his missions. Tells me that he did not obtain any medical treatment because he was in a war. Next paragraph. Patient currently have significant symptoms. Mostly has memory loss. Patient has difficulty to retain information. Patient has difficulty to focus and concentrate. Patient has difficulty forming new memories. Patient has dissociation symptoms. Patient has difficulty to think clearly. Patient also has significant migraine headaches. Patient patient headaches are consistently. Next paragraph, patient is currently unemployed. Patient tells me that he was fired from his previous job on March 22, 2024, from a crime analyst at Santa Clara County. Patient tells me he was fired because he had poor memory, difficulty of concentration and focus. Patient has difficulty thinking at work. Patient made mistakes. Patient has difficulty to remember his task duties at work. Next paragraph. Mock examination today is 27 out of 30. A patient missed three on the delay recall. It is my opinion that a patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. A patient had four episodes, separate episodes in which there was explosions involving rockets explosions or hand grenade explosions. With each explosion, a patient had the immediate loss of consciousness for about 1 minute. Patient, when you woke up, a patient would have confused, disoriented, severe headaches. Since the event, a patient significant memory deficits. Patient has difficulty retaining information, difficulty concentrate, focus. The headaches are consistent. I believe that these are some signs and symptoms consistent with a traumatic brain injury. A mock examination today, he showed that he missed three on delay recall. This marks a gene of dictation. Patient's last name is MCCASKILL. First name is Will. Date of visit is April 10, 2024. Date of birth is October 24, 1979. Patient tells me that he was involved in traumatic brain injury. It was in 2014. Patient was riding a motorcycle. Patient tells me that one of his co-workers ran into him. Patient got into a motorcycle accident. He fell off his motorcycle. Patient tells me that he hit the head. However, he was wearing helmet at that time. Patient denies any loss of consciousness. Patient tells me that he has mild headaches. However, there is no confusion or disorientation. Patient was brought to the hospital because he had shoulder injury. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that he has intermittent headaches and vertigo symptoms. Patient's currently in active duty. Patient's working for the Army. Patient is a communication chief. Patient tells me that his symptoms are not affecting his job. Next paragraph, this marks the end of dictation.